Success Systems presents an opportunity to change your life, starring you and your dreams. What do you want from life? Nothing is impossible. You have the power of choice. Because the doc day is in to write a prescription to cure what ails you. And now, here he is to make a house call for you, Raphael, the Doctor Love.
Hello, and welcome to the next episode of the Doctor Love podcast. I am the doctor, and I'm here today to discuss with you, first of all, as you well know, today is day 5 of the challenge. Are you sticking with it? Are you having difficulties? If not, let's talk about it. Today, I knocked my little walk out. No problem at all. Had it all done a little bit late in the evening, but everything went really well. I'm feeling stronger every single time I go out there and get it done. And I'm really liking how I feel. I'm realizing that the more I do, the more I want to do. I'm really starting to get into a groove here, and I'm liking it a lot. Today's topic is about conditioning your mind for success. The challenge and the things that life throws at you basically are conditioning. They're preparing you for what's coming next. In my mind, I look at it like this. If I sit on the couch all day, or for long periods of time, and let the TV dictate what I think about and what I focus on, I tend to not have the life experience that I really feel empowered by or enjoy very much. I find my enjoyment by reading and learning and growing and connecting with people and helping them figure out their issues and work through their problems. I was working with somebody just the other day, and they were having an issue with their relationship. I don't necessarily do consulting on relationships per se. I usually help the individual find their own answers by asking questions. This person I asked the fatal flaw question is what I call it. I asked that person, what would you do if somebody came to you and told you the same thing that you're dealing with? What would be the advice you would give? The response was, I would tell them to come see you. Now, I didn't necessarily expect that as an answer, but I appreciated it as a compliment, and I just kind of went on with what I was doing, which is basically trying to get the person to realize that no matter what the problem is, that they have to grow and become larger than that problem to be able to handle it and process through it. And by doing that, you can't necessarily do that if you're medicating yourself. And by that, I mean with drugs or alcohol or TV or sex or any of those things that a lot of people become addicted to feel good because they don't necessarily want to deal with the issues that they may be facing in life. Not to say that we're talking about you. We're talking about that person, you know, that imaginary person that has all the issues stacked up on them and like Schlep Rock on the Flintstones, walk around with a cloud over their head, or Pigpen on Peanuts and Charlie Brown that has a cloud wherever he steps. That's who we're talking about. Not you, but them. You know, so all I'm saying to you is this. You determine your experience. You determine your capacity to handle those experiences by doing things and by growing yourself, by getting involved with people who are trying to do more than you could ever imagine. The more you connect with those type of people and those type of personalities, the more empowered you become to when you have a circumstance or situation, it's only a to-do item on your list of things to accomplish in the day. Because the more you focus on what's wrong in the world, the more you focus on, oh my God, did you hear about this, 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 and this? The more you give your power away to those situations that you don't even have control over. So focus on feeling good. Focus on trying to get those things that empower you in your life, whether it's visual pictures on the wall or, you know, music that you like to hear. Hey, for example, just turn on your favorite song, get in the middle of the floor in the room, and just get your dance going. Shake your backside like your life depended on it. And guess what happens to you emotionally? You feel good. Guess what happens to you? You begin to smile. Guess what happens to you? Your day gets brighter. How many times a day do you think you could shake your moneymaker before you're smiling all day, every day? Because everybody has that favorite song that's in their head. Do you? Play it. Let's see what happens. And that's where I'm going to end this podcast today. I thank you for your time. And also, too, be sure to share your results on the website. Be sure to let somebody know about the podcast. And have a great day.
Thank you for listening to the Dr. Love Show. If you want more of the doctor, you can find him in iTunes at RaphaelLove.com. Be sure to give us feedback and let him know what you want to hear more about. He does this show for you, so if you like it, text a friend. And if you don't, let him know so he can fix it up. Here's to achieving all your dreams. The doctor is out.